Go ahead and settle yourself into your posture. Now, technically, this is going to be a supposed to be an exercise, an exploration of the fourth exercise of mindful breathing, calming the body. But you may want to just start with big, broad, open awareness of how you're doing. If there's any general vibe in the body or in your feelings, if there's any habitual activity of mind, if the mind is trundling along in a certain direction. We'll take a few breaths here to just check in. And see if you can make it a kind of friendly check-in. And the check-in has a rhythm, which is the in and the out breath. So the check-in is always happening. And any given moment could be described with either the word in or out, roughly. And the check-in has a shape, and that shape is vaguely body shaped. Or we could even say mind shaped if the mind has a shape. And then it has a tone, and that tone is friendliness. And you may like to, for a few moments here, because we're going to be calming the body, It could be good to establish a kind of a certain amount of uprightness in the posture. I'm not going to make any specific recommendation. But if there's any part of your own body language that you know says, for example, I'm about to fall asleep right here where I'm sitting. Or reflects some kind of lethargy or disengagement from the moment. See if you can bring yourself into something a little more dynamic. And this is probably going to be an emphasis on the body from the waist up. So the engagement of the spine and the core, how you hold your shoulders, how you hold your head, where your gaze is resting, eyes open or closed. Your eyes can find a different orientation, different direction. We're going to settle the body one part at a time, starting with the right foot. If you want to be very traditional, you can use the words calming body, that's what Tai would use. I'm going to use the words settle down, settling down. I'm going to use the words settle down, but I'm not scolding my body. I'm describing a process. First of all, my right foot is settling, meaning I'm not doing anything to it. It may be the site of activity. Because I'm alive. But I'm opening up an invitation for that activity to be a kind of very still, calm, settled activity. And I'm using the word down because my right foot is under the influence of gravity. And so it has help. It has help to settle. I don't have to force it down. The left foot. Now, rather than, although I used the word invitation, That still suggests that I'm over here and my foot's over there, and we're trying to navigate some kind of relationship, which might be a little bit misleading. So I would rather suggest that settling down is an action that the foot-shaped part of this moment is fully capable of, and just do it. Both feet together. And there may be something nice about it. There may be something nice about settling. The right leg from the ankle up to the knee. The left leg from the ankle up to the knee. Now, both legs from the toes all the way up to the knees. So when we do both, we'll integrate everything. Settle down. The right leg from the knee up to the hip. Big old chunk of leg. Get in there. Be that whole piece of you and settle as that whole piece of you. Left leg from the knee to the hip. From the hips all the way down to the toes. The pelvis and the buttocks and all of the inner workings there. The belly and the lower back and all the inner workings there. The kind of solar plexus region, the region of the activity of the diaphragm and the mid back. It's very active, but it can still settle. It settles into its activity. The heart region and the upper back. Kind of the torso, so from the base of the neck all the way down to your toes. Right arm from the shoulder to the elbow. Left arm, shoulder to the elbow. From the elbows up to the base of the neck and down to the toes. Right arm from the elbow to the wrist. Left arm from the elbow to the wrist. From the wrists up to the base of the neck and down to the toes. Right hand. Left hand. Let your hand be a kind of model for how to settle. Hand truly does not need to be doing anything right now. And the hand is very sensitive to pressure, so it can feel its own weight. From the fingertips all the way up to the base of the neck and down to the tips of the toes. With a special emphasis on the fingertips and the tips of the toes. Through the neck, everything from the base of the neck up to the base of the skull. Whatever settling means for this bit that's mostly about holding things up. The head. In all of its delightful diversity, with its facial features and its ears sticking out on the sides. Including the back of the head. Including the interior space of the head, if such a thing is perceptible. Including all the sensations of the top of the head. And then everything from the tippy top of the head all the way down to the tips of the toes. And see if you can develop the conviction that even the very top of the head is settling down, is resting into the ground here. And just fully be this one action of settling. Fully here means if we carve it up, we say in terms of space, it's from the top of the head down to the tips of the toes. And everything in between. All activity here can get involved in this single act of settling. And in terms of time, we can say it accompanies every moment of in-breath and out-breath. It is not something a mind does to a body. It is just what's happening right now. And we'll just take a few breaths and see if you can really fully do it. Settle down.